my cable, I'm able to get...
Day there, Dan Dowlin in another twat, and today I'm going to talk about Amazon's Simple Storage Solutions service, which is also known as Amazon S3. Now, I was turned on to Amazon S3 services by an article in Linux Magazine on Volume 9, Issue 2, which was the February 2007 edition of Linux Magazine, which should be online probably next month. It's an article by Jeremy Garcia, who is the operator of LinuxQuestions.org. And anyway, of course, that's the U.S. edition of Linux Magazine, not the Linux Magazine from the United Kingdom. Anyway, Amazon's Simple Storage Solutions is a wonderful way to get an off-site online storage system for personal or business use. Pricing is very, very generous. For a gigabyte of storage, it's going to cost you 15 cents a month. Now, that's a monthly billing to your credit card. Of course, you have to sign up for the service. So 15 cents a gigabyte per month. And then they also charge you 20 cents per gigabyte of data transferred. And they do charge you in increments. Like, for instance, my first month, I uploaded... Let me just double check my my usage report here. Anyway, I uploaded, actually not my usage report, but my activity in the past month when I first started up. I uploaded about 0.35 gigabytes, and I got charged a total of 7 cents. So that was 1 cent for the actual data transfer, and then 6 cents for the amount of data I have stored up there. So you get billed in increments. So you don't get charged if you don't have a full gigabyte worth of data up there. You get charged for an increment of that gigabyte, which is, pretty reasonable, I think. Anyway, what you need to do is you go over to Amazon.com, and chances are you already have ordered from Amazon, so you have an account, but your Amazon account is not necessarily linked to your Amazon Web Services account. So what you want to do is from the Amazon homepage, which is very simple to find, you go down the left-hand column under all the browse options, and you go down to Amazon Services for Developers, and it's called Amazon Web Services, which is the third one up from the bottom of the Amazon Services. Click on that, and you get a list of services that Amazon has. Again, on the left-hand side, the second section is Browse Web Services. Click on Simple Storage Services and create yourself an account over there. It's free to set up. You create yourself an account, and what you'll end up after you go through that process is you log into that account, and over on the right-hand side at the top where you log in, you should see a button up there that says Your Web Services Account. Now, you hover over that, and you're going to see account activity, AWS for Amazon Web Services, access identifiers, edit payment method, usage report, and edit communication preferences. Now, to start off, you're going to be interested in the AWS access identifiers. So it brings up a little Ajaxy type window. You click on AWS access identifiers. It'll probably ask you for your password, username and password again. And chances are your username is your email account. And you'll see a screen pop up over there on the right-hand side, in the middle of the page, your access identification key ID. You're going to need that, and then your secret access key, which has a little plus there to show. You click on that, and that's going to be your access key. It's a fairly large number. Now, both of these are probably something you're not going to memorize, so it's nice that you have access to this via the web. So if you're going to want to transfer information from other systems, not linked necessarily to your own, it's good to have access to these numbers because they're pretty long. I think the secret access key is like 30 characters, and it's a mixture of upper and lower case, symbols, numbers, everything. It's pretty cool. Okay, so you get yourself set up with an account, you get yourself your access identification key. How do you transfer files back and forth? Well, I settled on three options. There are a whole bunch of solutions, some involving like Amazon syncing, almost similar to rsync, where you create a directory on a system and you put the stuff you want to back up, or you set up a directory structure. You configure S3 sync, I think is what it's called, and it'll transfer files up and back and forth and keep your Amazon S3 services account in sync with what you have on your system. It's a great way to script a backup solution. But I didn't actually go that route because I wasn't looking to do a automated backup on a regular basis. I just wanted to transfer some files up there, like my family pictures and stuff, to have another place to store this. It also makes it handy if you want to transfer files between systems, like you wanted to upload something that you wanted to pull down at work, or vice versa, and you didn't have a USB key with you or anything. You could just transfer it up there, pull it down at home. So I settled on the first thing I tried. Was a application called Jungle Disk. Now, all these applications I'm going to talk about are cross-platform, so they should run on Linux, Windows, and Mac OS X. Now, I run all Linux, so I've tested these on Ubuntu, Edgy, Eft, and Arch Linux, current stable version, and I'll make reference to which ones I've tried on which for distribution. Anyway, Jungle Disk was the first one I tried out. It is a solution that uses WebDAV. So what you do is you pull down the Jungle Disk binary for your preferred operating system, and you fire it up. Now, under Ubuntu, I just double-clicked on the Jungle Disk executable, the binary. It came up, and it asks you for your information, your Amazon Web Services ID, and then your secret access key, and you just enter those two things in there. Now you have another second step under Linux. It's easiest to use either Nautilus or Conker, because you're going to need to mount a WebDAV directory on your system. You could use the command line. If you go to the Jungle Disk website, it has all the documentation you really need on there to be able to access your drive. Since it is a WebDAV, the easiest thing that I did was under Nautilus, I opened up a connect to server. I put in at the top for the server localhost and then the port 2667, clicked the button, and I was good to go. It mounted the Amazon Storage Services share onto my desktop, and I can open that up and just drop files in there, and it'll transfer them up. It takes a little while, of course, because they kind of throttle the upload and download a little bit, so you don't burst too much data back and forth. So if you're doing large files, it could take a little while. Same thing under Conker. You just connect to a put in the browser up there, webdav /localhost :2667, and it'll mount that directory on you in Conker, and you can start transferring. Now, according to the Jungle Disk website, under Linux, you can mount it by the standard file system using the DAVFS file service, mount.davfs. You might have to look and see if it's installed on your system. That aside, Jungle Disk is pretty handy. Like I said, cross-platform. Check out their website for your specific version of operating system or distribution. I thought it was all right. It was a little slow. But the one I kind of settled on more at the time was a program called Jet S3T, which is a Java-based solution, which provides a nice graphical... Oh, you know what? Before I forget this, back to Jungle Disk a second. Sorry about that. Once you dismount your Jungle Disk from your system, Jungle Disk still remains running. Under Linux, you'll see it on your either GNOME or KDE taskbar or whatever desktop you're using. It's still going to be running, so you do need to exit out of the application before it actually closes the service down. Just be aware of that. And I suspect it's the same on OS X or Windows. You'll actually have to right-click on the icon up in your taskbar and system tray or wherever you're running under the dock under OS X and right-click and tell it to exit. And then it'll close your Jungle Disk session. Now, back to Jet S3T. Is a Java-based service application which provides, a kind of an FTP-esque style of transfer. makes it really easy to upload and download files off of your Amazon Web Service S3. Again, when you start the application up, it's going to want you to, it has an extra step. It wants you to create kind of like an account inside itself. So you have to provide a login name and a password. Now, these are different from your Amazon Services ID and secret storage key. So you kind of make something up. It has to be a six-character login name and then whatever password you want to use. And once you get past that, then you can configure your account with your services, put in your ID and your key, and you're good to go. This one's a little different. You don't necessarily have drag-and-drop features. You kind of add a file and then upload it. And it's kind of like an FTP service is what it is. Pretty handy. I used it to transfer a lot more files. I found it a little more reliable or a little speedier, faster than the Jungle Disk was. So I used that to transfer the bulk of my files when I first started using Amazon services. But what I find really, even so far, I just found this today as I was pulling together the notes for this episode. What I found that seems to look like the most ideal option, and it looks really good, is a Firefox plugin for the Amazon S3 services. It's called S3 Fox, and I'll put the links to all these applications in the show notes. This is great. This is a nice little plugin. You go now. I want to caution you when you go. If you go to try this out, and you go to the site. There's two downloads for this thing. The first one at the top underneath their PayPal donation, which if you like this application, I strongly urge, or any of these, that you do throw a little money to developer as a donation. But anyway, the first download link at the top works perfectly. You'll probably have to add it as an allowed application to be installed under the Firefox extension management. You'll get that window at the top. But be wary, because there's another download link towards the bottom of the screen, or towards the middle, I'm sorry, that does not work. You'll get redirected to a page that says it doesn't exist. So use the first one, pull it down. You have to restart Firefox. Once it comes back up under your tools menu, you'll see an S3 organizer. You click on there, and from there, you get a great... This looks like an actual, almost graphical FTP client. I use GFTP on occasion, and this is almost exactly like GFTP. You have on the right-hand side, left-hand side, you have your file system on your machine. On the right-hand side is your Amazon Storage Services account. Now, before you can actually begin using this, you have to click the Manage Account buttons at the top, and it's going to ask you to name an account and put your ID and secret services password in there. This is one instance when you pull this up, it kind of, the window for configuration takes over the Firefox application. So if you're not running it in another window, you can't easily click back to a tab that you have with your information in there. So you might want to just temporarily copy this, your ID and your secret services key, into like a text editor, and then just copy it back over into the appropriate fields of S3 Fox. And once you set that up, you close it, then there becomes, on the right next to the manage accounts, is a list of the accounts you have configured. You click on that, bam, in the right hand window, your storage services is going to pop up. Your bucket is what it's called, with your files that you have uploaded in there. And then it's simply a matter of highlighting what you want, control clicking multiple files, or shift to select the list of them, and click the appropriate arrow to either upload or download, and you know, you got your system going really fast there. Upload and downloaded files from anywhere that you're running Firefox. So this kind of makes, you know, the S3 services makes it handy to, you know, have a off-site online storage that you can access from you know, multiple locations. If you're running something like portable Firefox, you know, you got your configuration with you, good to go. You know, you're like, well, if I'm running portable Firefox, I already have a USB key. What do I need this for? Well, you know, you never know. It's nice. It's cheap. It's affordable. It's a pretty cool service that they've offered there. If you're interested, check it out. All the links are in my show notes, and I've been pretty happy with it. I appreciate you listening, and keep on hacking. Have a good one. Bye. I'm going to close today with a song by Junkbox called Sausage. It's not safe for work, but I thought it was pretty cool. You have a good one.
Susan Downs, time to find some.